from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Very glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live on great radio stations coast to coast and on two terrific television networks, the Salem News Channel and Biz TV Television. So honored to have you here, no matter where you're coming to us from. And I just have to say this. This was a week in its final 2 days that shook me to my core. I did not believe that in my lifetime I would see the decisions handed down for the Supreme Court that we got this week. And I want to talk about the response to that in just a second. Let me give you an idea of what's coming up on the show. Let's go to the big board, Mr. Ivan. We have in this specific order, coming up next, Abby Johnson, who her perspective on this is going to be pretty interesting. She was formerly the most successful clinic director for Planned Parenthood, the largest provider of abortions in the country. She was the most successful clinic director in their history when she decided to walk away from the abortion business and ended up having her life changed resolutely as a result of that. Now, in addition to that, Mike Huckabee is going to be with us. When it comes to people that I've known that have been in this fight from the very beginning, he is one of them. He was already in public policy when the decision in 1973 came down for Roe v. Wade. He's also seen a lot of policy around gun laws. And so there's a very important need for us to be very clear what this all means in kind of a historical context. And then Charmaine Yost is with us in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Now, Charmaine and I have worked at multiple pro-life organizations together over the course of our careers. And I just want to get together with my friend and kind of reminisce and figure out the meaning of what it all adds up to in terms of what we've seen in the last couple of days and over the last 50 years. And then in the music spotlight tonight, Kacey Musgraves has a brand new song. It's an old song. It's a remix for a new song for the new Elvis film that's being produced by Baz Luhrmann. That'll be out in theaters soon. But the single dropped this week and it's already climbing the charts. And so she's with us tonight. And then she'll be with us in hour number two as well. So we've got a lot to get to. I want to go to the reaction from what happened in the court case on Friday. On Friday, you saw the court come out and say what we've known for a long time, that the Roe decision was an anathema to law. That the way it was argued, there were five underpinning arguments to the structure of the argument that were just completely bogus. And we've never had a court that had the honesty to say, hey, look, this is what was argued and this is why it's not right. And since that case was settled in 1973, we've also had enormous developments in the world of technology that have allowed future generations of children to see their siblings growing in their mom's womb before they are born. We now have a more uniformly informed young population in this country that know exactly when life begins because they can see the fingers and eyes and head and expressions on the face of their younger brothers and sisters as they grow in their mother's womb, as they get those ultrasounds, as they see those pictures. It becomes really obvious, really clear. Even in our three kids, which were, you know, 2.5 years apart from each other, there was a fun joy of letting the next one see the picture of the one that was in the cooker. And as they were able to see that, you know, their breath would get taken away. That's the awe that should be the response to what we have. We're going to save babies. In fact, let me give you some of the details. The moment that the Roe v. Wade decision was handed down, 15 states immediately banned abortion. They had what was called trigger bans in place so that if Roe v. Wade ever became not the law of the land anymore, that they would automatically be a state in which abortion was completely banned. There are an additional 26 states that are somewhere on the process. That could be anything from they just introduced legislation to it's out of committee and ready for a vote, or it's waiting for a governor's signature, or there's any number of different processes that they're in the process of. But there's 26 of them that have it in process. When you add those up, 41 states yesterday began saving babies' lives, where 50 states the day before had the right to take them. That's pretty amazing. And when you're talking about, you know, 400,000 babies a year just in Planned Parenthood clinics, not to mention the other, you know, shyster garage operations that are out there, you're talking about, you know, maybe a 500,000 babies a year that are going to be saved. Their lives are going to be saved. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the interesting reactions to some of this. Ivan, if we could put up Andrew Tarantola's Twitter response. This was yesterday. Burn down the Supreme Court. That was the mature answer of a guy who fancies himself as a journalist. Burn down the Supreme Court. Now, back here on me for a second. Do you know what Twitter didn't do? They didn't ban him. They didn't shut his account down. They didn't warn him for speaking violently. They didn't say that he was threatening the lives of the justices. They didn't do any of that. I make a joke about Twitter and said that they're impaling their business on the day that they kick Trump off the platform. And they say that I'm threatening violence against Twitter. But they didn't think there was anything wrong with him saying burn down the Supreme Court. That account is still active. That tweet is still up. At least it was as of showtime. So that's one response. Let's see. What else did I have here? Go to the one where the guy's hitting his face in the forehead. Yes. Okay. So last night they had the Night of Rage, right? Actually, show the sign from the Night of Rage promotion, because this was really something. So this group called Hit the Streets. You said you'd riot. To our oppressors, if abortions aren't safe, you're not either, signed Jane's Revenge. All right, so where did they have their protests last night? Go back to the other graphic there, Ivan. So they had their protests in New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, California, and a handful of other predominantly Democrat-led cities. Now, here's the really ironic thing about all of this. Protesters decided to burn things, throw rocks at human beings, and violently protest not being allowed to any further kill their preborn babies last night. That's what that was all about. And they did it in D.C., L.A., and New York, where they are still allowed to kill their preborn babies. So they're marching the streets literally in cities where abortion's remaining legal, and they're saying, How dare you keep us from having our abortions in cities where there'll be more abortions performed now than there ever were before? Because in California, for example, Gavin Newsom has taken $128 billion of the taxpayer money and said, we're going to support what's called abortion tourism. We're going to fly you to California, let you get your abortion here. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? I want to go to a place where they're just rolling in the blood of babies. That sounds like such a wonderful place to go and to have tourism to. Anyway, it is interesting and important that you note that they're not just idiots that are, you know, protesting in cities that still have the right to kill their preborn children, but also that they don't have any clue as to what the real decision was about. Did you know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a lot of people don't know this, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually opposed the Roe decision? In fact, I have a quote from her where she said that the Roe decision was bad jurisprudence. In other words, it's terrible law. Shouldn't have been decided that way. She said it went too far. And she said the broader issue of whether or not abortion should be legal or not is what she means there. The broader issue should have always been left to the states. That was the thinking of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the progressive leftist icon that they all worship at the altar of. You know, it's funny. Her best friend on the court was Justice Antonin Scalia. And in both the New York gun law gun case that was handed down on Thursday and the Roe v. Wade case. He was quoted, and his cases were quoted excessively in terms of the case law to look back on and say this is how we should have decided this. So two justices that aren't even alive to see the court's decision this week, both would have agreed with the general premise of what the 6-3 court came up with in its decision. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to. I've got more of these fun little things to talk about at the top of the second hour. But coming up next, Abby Johnson joins me. She is an inspiration in the pro-life movement, and get her reaction to what happened this week. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. We are live from New York and thankful to be with you. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love.
Let's hop on one of those ships and sail away.
Why don't you think about where we would go?
Far. I was just thinking about my mother. Shattered.
You are not here.
What's your pleasure, mister?
The truth is, I didn't come here for...
You have been broken, your innocence.
Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Be in theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
We'll be right back. From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, this should be somewhat expected. It wasn't moments after the opinion came down that AOC was literally on the steps of the Supreme Court with a bullhorn screaming about women's rights. Nancy Pelosi was actually saying that while the court in the gun case cited states' rights as being present, the right were taken away from the states to give people the right to carry their weapons, that they had done the reverse in the Dobbs case. Opposite of how it works, Speaker Pelosi, there is no mention of abortion in the Constitution. There's a direct mention of guns in the Constitution, completely backwards from what she explained it. And then not long after that, President Biden, for some reason, they didn't have the microphones turned on, so you couldn't really hear him. But he was yammering on about prescription drugs and the need to have access to contraception. And I'm pretty sure that he's meaning by contraception abortifacients. I'm just guessing that that's probably hidden in the meaning of what he's talking about, given how this group acts. Nevertheless, I am thankful that the decision came down as it did. And here to discuss with me is Abby Johnson, who is without question one of the more inspirational figures to come out of the pro-life movement. I've been fighting this issue since I was a four-year-old boy in 1974 when I first became aware of what this was. And it's been a long litany of people like Abby, like Lila Rose, like others that have stepped up and said, hey, there's a lot more to this than you even realize, and we need to talk about it. Abby rejoins me now. Abby's fame, of course, came from the fact that she was one of the most successful Planned Parenthood directors in the history of that company. And now she's a complete bona fide pro-life believer saying, no, we can save women and we can save babies at the same time. Abby, thank you for being here. Let me just ask you, the moment that this came down, I think there are 13 or 15, it's something like that, trigger states that had immediate bans that went into effect. So abortion is now no longer in those states immediately upon the Roe decision coming down. I think another 26 have some sort of process, whether it's legislative affirmation or a governor's signature or something along those lines that have to happen. But there are a number of other, a couple of dozen more states, they're going to be moving in that direction. I think that puts the number at about 40 or 41 states. That means there's going to be 9 where abortion is still going to be as prevalent and maybe even more in demand than it was before the Roe overturn of the Dobbs case. Your thoughts on where we stand in the aftermath of this?
Yeah, it's certainly exciting. It's an exciting time. People have been, like you mentioned, fighting for this for so long. Many people longer than I've even been alive have been fighting against this horrific law. And we are looking at 26 states that currently have either a trigger ban or have a constitutional amendment or something in their state constitution that makes abortion illegal right now in their state. And like you said, there are many other states that have something proposed in their state to make abortion illegal.
Right.
And then there are, other states. I think it's going to be sort of a pendulum swing one way or the other. So we're going to see, sure, sort of deep red states, right, where abortion is completely illegal, or we're going to see deep blue states where abortion is completely legal for any reason through all 9 months of pregnancy, where Roe is sort of codified in an extreme way. Right. So, that's what we have seen happen in Colorado. That's what we've seen happen in California. In California, even going an additional step, Newsom saying that, California is going to be a sanctuary state for abortion, and him signing into law $125 million of state taxpayer money going to fund abortion tourism for his state so that other women can come there and have their abortions paid for. So, I mean, it's going to be, I think, one way or the other, sort of a pendulum swing one way or the other. But right now in our country, we have more states that will effectively ban abortion and make it illegal than we have states making it legal, which is, I mean, a huge victory.
Well, I was adding up the math. I mean, you know that I don't have to tell you this. Planned Parenthood alone does nearly 400,000 abortions a year.
Correct.
In a lot of states, they're out of business now, and they will be very, very soon. And I'm curious, you know, so how does the pro-life message and the championing of God-given life now change for those people that have been in this discussion and this debate for such a long time? Because the focus has been, let's get a case to the court that can overturn Roe. Now it's like we need 50 different teams of fighters to go into every state and make sure that the laws protect babies at this point. And I think that in some ways it's going to get it's going to be so decentralized. I fear it may not remain as strong as it is to fight for life.
Yeah, so that is definitely a concern, Kevin. So that is a concern of mine. That's something that I've been talking about, is that the pro-life movement has gained so much momentum, sort of rallying around this idea that we have to overturn Roe at the federal level. And, you know, my fear is that now that we have done just that, that there's going to sort of be this complacency or apathy, particularly in these deep red states, right? That places like Texas that have a trigger ban, places like Tennessee, where we know abortion is going to be illegal, that people in the pro-life community in those states are going to go, oh, great, okay, well, my work is done, right? And now I can move on to something else. But the reality is that truly in the pro-life movement, our work is just beginning.
Yeah.
State level. And we're going to see abortion clinics close for sure, which means, but it doesn't mean that women are no longer going to have crisis pregnancies, right? Just because abortion clinics close doesn't mean that women aren't going to be getting pregnant.
And that's why,
and saying, now what do I do?
And that's why Antifa is attacking crisis pregnancy centers, because they know that they are the ones that are going to outlive this.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, pregnancy centers are now a super threat to the left. Right. And so, you know, we need to be doubling down on our support of pregnancy resource centers, maternity homes. And yes, I mean financial support, but also I mean volunteerism, donating supplies, you know, working for them. What are we doing to actually support these centers? You know, have you toured your local pregnancy center? Find out what they do. Know where they are. You know, are you putting information about your local pregnancy center on your social media? You know, we need to be really championing these centers and letting people know about all the awesome services that they offer, because crisis pregnancies will continue to exist.
Yes.
And there will be an underground system of women who are willing to, you know, break the law or whatever, to either perform illegal abortions, to get women medication, or to take them to other states. And so, you know, we're combating that as well.
Well, Abby Johnson, you have been a stalwart champion and such a brave person to come out and tell your story and then to live your life. I'll never forget getting to see your ultrasound right here in Times Square. You brought Times Square to a pinpoint silence. And I've never heard Times Square be that silent. So we thank you for everything that you've done. But thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
and use the promo code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed, just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. And just taking a few minutes away from our main topic of the night to just remind you that to be pro-life is not to just advocate for the life of children in the mother's womb, but actually to talk about how to make life better for them all the way around. And at the beginning of the year, we had a very big goal to try to get a very important statement about life done. We started out on a journey with our friends at Christian Solidarity International to try to liberate 192 slaves before year's end. We are, as of this moment, this evening, about 138 of those slaves left to go. And so what I wanted to just let you know, if you're just joining us for the first time, or maybe you've been thinking about it, and I know that the number on the screen's a little bit different than what I just told you, but that's okay. And thank you to those of you that have sponsored those last six. Every single one counts. But there are human slaves that are still living under the thumb of slavery in the section of Sudan that is called North Sudan. It is its own country now. And this is one of those situations that was left over from a civil war that went really bad. When the Arabs from the north in Sudan invaded the south and would regularly go and raid villages, they would steal the women, basically, and march them back to the north, force them to become slaves. They were forced to do things like, house chores, to do things like service the slave master sexually, to do any number of things that were degrading to their own bodies, because they were told they could not be good Muslim slaves if they did not circumcise themselves and change their name from their Christian name to their Muslim name. And so a number of years ago, before even the civil war was completed in Sudan, Christian Solidarity International was on the ground trying to get these slaves released. And so far to date, I am very proud to say that Christian Solidarity International has helped free in excess of 125,000 of these slaves. But we believe that there may be as many as 35,000 still in captivity. And so the pursuit goes on to not relent, to not stop until every one of them are liberated. And that's why every year we have been partnering with you to accomplish this and to, on some level, be able to say, hey, we value life. We value these people's lives when the rest of the world has forgotten about them and let them loose. So here's the phone number, 888-342-1010. Now, how does it work? Well, these women are serving at the behest of slave masters that are Arabs that live in northern Sudan. And there are northern Arab retrievers that work with Christian Solidarity International from the south. They want good relationships with the southern Christians. And so what they do is they regularly will go up into the north and try to spot and find pockets where slaves are being kept. And when they do all that they can to negotiate a release, usually an exchange of a vaccine for the rancher's cattle in exchange for the life of the slave. And then when they bring them back, when they bring the slaves back to South Sudan, the first stop that they make is at the border at this recovery camp where the slaves are able to, for the first time, tell their story, identify their own name, identify where they came from, where they were taken from. They are able to get some counseling. They're able to get some medical help if they have medical needs, and they most always do. They're able to have a few days of rest and recovery to allow their body to heal from a lot of abuse. And then they are given this really amazing gift. And this is where you and I come in. We supply this thing called the Bag of Hope. And the Bag of Hope, if you're watching on your screen right now, there's several that have them there. These Bags of Hope have everything they need in them to begin a new life in South Sudan. A year's worth of food, grain, a year's worth of seed to plant the next season's grain, fishing utensils, gardening utensils, cooking utensils, bedding to sleep on, a tarp to create some sort of cover from the elements. And at the end of all of this, they're given a she-goat that is actually theirs to take for their own and to go and create milk and cheese and to create more baby goats to develop a bit of a micro enterprise. And this changes their life. It radically changes their life. Friends, you supply all of that for a one-time gift of $250. And we need 138 more people to say, I'll take care of one slave, or maybe a few that can take two, or maybe even fewer that can do 5 to 10 each. But would you join us on our effort? 888-342-1010. Our real desire is to give all 192 of these slaves a Christmas gift to remember so that they have freedom for the rest of their life. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or go to csi-usa.org. Kevin McCullough, we continue with our celebration of the Roe v. Wade overturning at the Supreme Court yesterday. Governor Mike Huckabee joins me from Arkansas when we continue here on Radio Night Live, live from New York. Stay with us.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love.
Topple one of those ships and sail away.
Why don't you think about where we would go?
Far. I was just thinking about my mother. Shattered.
You are not here.
What's your pleasure, mister?
The truth is, I didn't come here for... that.
You have been broken, your innocence.
Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Be in theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, a big end to the week, obviously, on so many different cases. And we were telling you for quite some time at this microphone that there were a couple of really big ones that would come down at the end of the court session. It looks like they ran the clock out right to the very end. But for the second day in a row this week, another big case was handed down, obviously the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And joining me now to give some perspective to the long journey that this has been is Governor Mike Huckabee. And Governor, always appreciate your time with us. You know, I think we've known each other for probably a couple of dozen years. I don't know, maybe longer than that. I'm not sure when I remember meeting you, but I know that we have been in the same fight for as long as I can remember. I remember my parents working our very first congressional volunteer campaign for a candidate in Fort Worth, Texas, when I was a little tiny 6, 7, 8 year old kid, stuffing bags to take to voters to give them information about this thing called Roe v. Wade that had just been decided, you know, when I was 3 years of age, and now I was 5, 6, 7, somewhere in there. And I remember from that moment forward, always being forward looking to working towards the opportunity to see this law be this ruling be repealed. And you were ahead of me in the race a little bit. You were already in public service in many respects. What are your thoughts at this momentous occasion?
Well, I'm very happy that it's happened, but I hope people understand this is not the end of the world for those who are pro-abortion, and it's not the beginning of the end necessarily for those of us who are pro-life. It's a great decision because it was a constitutionally correct decision that really righted a wrong that was done in 1973 when the Supreme Court decided that they were a legislative body, not a judicial body. All of that is great, but what it means practically, in some states there will be more abortions, New York and California among them. In my state of Arkansas, there won't be abortions.
Yeah,
they'll be banned. So I'm thrilled. I've been in this battle since really 1973 when the decision came out, but got more involved in the late 70s and was a part of a group called Southern Baptists for Life that tried to get Southern Baptists to really start joining our Catholic brothers and sisters and recognizing this as a moral issue. Over time, that's happened. My early political fights really were involved in pro-life. I was part of the steering committee that put a constitutional amendment on the Arkansas ballot that would recognize life begins at conception, and the policy of the state would be to protect it until natural conclusion. Well, obviously, that took three times, but we finally got it passed. But it was always under the umbrella that Roe overshadowed it. Well, as of today, that's no longer the case.
Yeah.
And so that constitutional amendment that we tried and failed in 84, failed in 86, passed in 88, today now is enshrined into permanent law in my home state. And it's just a great moment in that regard.
Well, in respect to that, and you know, I was actually on the yoga mat when the decision got announced. And so I had to look at my phone, go over, looked at my watch, went over and looked at my phone. And I started researching. And I think the moment that the ruling came down, there were something like 15 to 13 states that have what's called trigger bans that automatically, once the Roe decision was made, that was it. That they're done. 26 additional states are in some sort of process of either they'll need a legislature to affirm it now, or a governor to sign it, or some sort of process to complete it. But there's already another 26 states that have some degree of banning of abortions within their borders. Governor, that means that there's going to be 41 states that, in some form or fashion, within just days of this decision being handed down, start saving thousands of babies' lives. I don't know if people understand just even how much Planned Parenthood, which gets, you know, a ton of money from the taxpayers, but they average about 387,000 abortion, taxpayer-paid abortions a year. That's hundreds of thousands of lives, Governor, that have been saved through this one decision.
Well, and that's why it is a great day for human life, and I don't want to minimize the importance of it, but I also want to make sure people understand that this was bigger than just the decision, because now we have a court that says that the text of the Constitution means something, and it should be, I guess, just simply accepted for what it says. That's refreshing. And you know what I want to do is say thank you, Donald Trump, for giving us a solid conservative justice. I want people to remember the people who hated Donald Trump's mean tweets and voted for Joe Biden, all of those so-called Republicans.
The really smart people like Bill Kristol and those guys.
100%. If Hillary Clinton had won in 2016, let me ask you, do you think we'd be celebrating this decision today? It would have been a 9-2 decision going the other way.
Yeah.
And I hope people will stop and remember that Barack Obama was right about one thing. Elections have consequences. And, you know, I want to just add this. My next prayer is that we move toward recognizing the personhood of the unborn, because when that happens, then in all 50 states, abortion comes to a conclusion, because there is no due process for the unborn child and no equal protection, as would be guaranteed by the 5th and 14th Amendments. So, yes, it's a wonderful day. And you know, I do celebrate that Planned Parenthood is going to be out of business in many states. And one reason I celebrate that is because they target Black women.
Yep.
I wish that there was more people who understood that abortion in this country is a business, and it's a business to take the lives largely of African-American babies. Yep. And if they don't think so, go look where those abortion clinics are, see where the targeting is, and see where the disproportionate number of abortions are. They're in the African-American community. And African-American leaders, if they really cared for their communities, would be the ones loudest and clearest celebrating today.
Yeah, well, and here in New York, you already mentioned the abortion kind of capital of the world that New York City is, but there are five zip codes in which there are more abortions than births in over the last 10 years, and that's been a yearly trend. This decision, by the way, won't make much of an impact on that, because Kathy Hochul and the Democrats in New York State have said they are going to protect abortion through up until birth. Governor, with all that being said, real quickly, what's on your show this weekend?
Matt Walsh will be with us. We'll be talking about his wonderful documentary, What is a Woman? If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth watching. We also will have Rebecca St. James doing music, and Sean Davis from The Federalist will be with us. We've got a great show lined up, but don't miss Matt Walsh. He is just phenomenal.
I'm glad he's finally figuring out what a woman is. They've had trouble with that even on the Supreme Court level this year. So,
yes, they have.
It's good to know somebody figured it out. Hey, Governor, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love.
Hop on one of those ships and sail away.
Why don't you think about where we would go?
Far.
I was just thinking about my mother. Shattered.
You are not here.
What's your pleasure, mister?
The truth is, I didn't come here for...
that. You have been broken, your innocence.
Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, the finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Be in theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the new music spotlight tonight, a brand new song, well, an old song done in a brand new way from Kacey Musgraves and the brand new Baz Luhrmann film, Elvis.
Single from the Baz Luhrmann film Elvis, starring young stars. It's also got Tom Hanks in it and some others. Should be interesting. I happen to be a little bit of a fan of some of Baz Luhrmann's work, but the new song from Kacey Musgraves, the Elvis classic, I Can't Help Falling in Love. All right, hour number two is on the way. That means the Ladies' Lounge is around the corner. And tonight, Charmaine Yost, Dr. Charmaine Yost, is back with us with an extended discussion. We will get into all things related to the biggest news story of the week, a milestone in my life that came down after 48 years of constant work towards it. That's all straight ahead. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. So appreciate you being with us. With you.